it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy Sunday night. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast, solo edition. Just chilling here on a Sunday. Came back to LA for a week to shoot a TV show. Been in Seattle with the fam, socially distanced. Fucking sucks. Don't want to kill my mom, so we stay away. But yeah, it's rough. Everyone's going through it. Hopefully that vaccine works. Don't want to get Bell's palsy. Don't want to not be immune. But that's for another podcast. That's for my spinoff podcast, Are You Getting the Vaccine? Which some people will tell me real quick that they just don't want it because they want all the kinks to get worked out, which I get. I get that. I respect that. I understand it. But I don't know, man. It's been a year, and some people argue, dude, they just hurried up and just came out with this. I'm like, it's been a year. So enough time, I feel like, to get it set. You know, who are you, an expert in vaccines? Did you have the chicken pox? Enjoyed some football today. Good to be back in LA. Good to be back in my own bed. There's something to be said about being in your own bed. I don't know who said your own bed's the best bed, but they're right because it's the pillow texture, the structure of the mattress, the fucking just the air, the fan and the AC in our place is got a weird, it's definitely being run by ghosts, but that's not the point. Which, by the way, one of my friends told me recently, if you have a ghost in your place, just say them to them very politely, hey guys, can you leave? Just, I know it's late and this is fun to be here, but just come back during the day. Just, you're scaring my dog, and just thank you so much. I'm like, that's what you say to ghosts? What's your advice if a bear's coming at me? Excuse me, Mr. Bear, just can you cut me some slack? I know I'm wearing this honeycomb t-shirt. It's retro. It's 90s. It's cool. You're a bear. Honey, check, check, eat, gobble, puke shit. Don't num-num on me, please. Is that going to work? I don't know. But that being said, I'm chilling. I'm sitting in a chair, a hanging chair. That doesn't really fit in the place, but I saw it and I bought it because I'm an impulse buyer. I'm an impulse buyer. I'll be at Best Buy. I'll see a Tom Hanks Castaway DVD combined with a Turner and Hooch movie. And I'll say, I need both of those. I need them now. I need two Tom Hanks movies. So I buy them both, even though I don't need them at all. So are you guys an impulse buyer like me? That's what I do. So I bought the swinging chair, and I'm enjoying it now because I'm swinging around, I'm podcasting, and I'm just staring at my dog Pickles, who's staring back. Now she's laid down, taking a nap, taking a little pimp nap, as my boy Mark Saratella says. And Pickles is just a game changer during this this pandemic, man. I didn't think having a dog at this stage of my life was going to be a good idea or something I even wanted to take on, but it's been great. And the companionship that everyone speaks to is real. Putting your attention and love into something that's special, that matters. And she's a good size. You know, I used to be a big dog guy, but you know, she's just perfect. She can sit on my lap in the car, which is just so cute. She's just adorable, man. I don't know, but I couldn't do smaller than this. I saw a dog at the airport that was literally like the size of a fist. Which, by the way, if you're into fisting, weird segue, what is your deal? What happened to you? What school bus driver fucking yelled at you to where you were like, I need a fist in my ass to fucking erase some memories? Like, I just, you know, I don't know why I just thought of that. But I have this friend, Michael McDonald from Mad TV, directs tons of TV shows, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Melissa McCarthy's Nobody show on TV Land, and he's going to Australia to do her next show for Netflix. He's a gangster. Oh, I'm getting bored by my own fucking story. But but he will send me videos every now and then that'll start off like, you got to see this. And it's like someone almost getting hit by a train and they get pushed out of the way. But before it can finish and build to the sweet moment, it'll just cut to like a 90-year-old woman getting a fist shoved deep inside the depths of who she is. And it's awful, and it ruins your day. It ruins your morning. If you watch it early in the morning, that's a wrap on the day. So I try to not open text from Michael at all. But if I do, it can't be on a plane because someone will look over and go, oh, God, and tell on you. And then you're the weird guy in the middle seat. But it's a game changer, man. I can't imagine not having pickles is what I was trying to say. She's just the best. And she's only a year, so we got her for quite a while, I feel like. She's going to be through a lot of memories, which is exciting to think about. The TV show I'm shooting this week is really exciting. Speaking of exciting stuff, it's an HBO Max show from the producers of 30 Rock and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Good Place and The Office. And I'm fired up, and I play a douchey stand-up comic. Hey, stretch! But I'm fired up, man. It's another acting job, and it's a really funny show, and it's a funny part. I got like two or three scenes with Jean Smart, the great actress, and the show's a really cool show, man. And I gotta crush it because you just do. And I felt like I crushed my audition, and you know, I'll be honest, I feel like that way 90% of the time, and I feel like that's good. I feel like I'm leaving it all out, and I feel like I walk away going, I did the best I can do for me for that, and I was prepared. And then, yeah, there's some that you're just not as prepared, or you don't like it, and that shows where you don't put everything into it. And that's obvious, and I've had those. And you try to fight over the feeling of not giving a shit or not liking the part, but it's inevitable sometimes. And, you know, that being said, this one rules, and you know, the pedigree of the people who created the show are top notch, and I'm excited. And it's going to be safe. Shooting in COVID times are, you know, treacherous waters for sure. And being in LA, Jesus, I mean, you see a commercial, the COVID commercials from Arizona to LA, as my future brother-in-law says, he goes, "Your LA COVID commercials are way fatter." He's right. You know, the AZ commercials are just like, wear a mask, protect each other, love one another, social distance. Arizona, trying to do what's right, but not trying that hard at all. We voted for Biden this time, but there was probably a mistake. And then LA's like, every 4 seconds, someone dies from COVID. Wait for it, dead. And you're like, Jesus. It's abrasive, but you know what, man? It's serious. So you gotta spook people into taking things seriously when they're not. When you see buckets of humans in malls and outdoor concerts and finding your comfort level, man. And I'm hoping by the fall we can be back to concerts and games and comedy shows. But who knows? But I am doing a big virtual show coming up because. I can't sit quiet. I got some shows coming up in Austin, in San Antonio, in Dallas in March, which I'm excited about. And Texas is open and doing shows, and I'm going to do that. And then I think I got some shows in Seattle at the Tacoma Comedy Club, February 11th through the 13th, which are holding as of now. So that's good. But this virtual show I'm very excited about. It's February 5th, 7 p.m. Friday night. TGIF. Remember that? Thank God it's Friday. Step by Step, Full House, Family Matters, the best Friday night you could ever ask for as a kid in the 90s. Patrick Duffy on Step by Step was awesome. The show is big. It's for Northwest Harvest, which is a Seattle food bank that does a lot of great things for the city. And I decided to take advantage of the fact that I got a lot of funny friends that that are willing to do shit for good causes if I ask them. And I'm hosting this incredible show that you can watch online from the comfort of your own home. Put your kids in the garage, grab a cocktail and a blunt, and sit back and relax on February 5th to watch Dana Carvey, Adam Devine, Joel McHale, WNBA superstar, Seattle Storm guard Sue Bird, Adam Devine, Eliza Schlesinger, Thomas Lennon, Ron Funches, and new kid on the block heartthrob, my pal Joey McIntyre. That's the lineup for February 5th, all live over Zoom. Might have a couple crazy special guests coming on as well. You got to get a ticket. What are you doing? The Super Bowl will be that Sunday, so you're chilling on that Friday. I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be stand-up, games, prizes, Bud Light, Costco have decided to throw down some sponsors and donate some cool shit. So it's the time, you know? It's the time to laugh for a good cause. There truly is no better thing than a charity show like this where it's a bonkers lineup and you're making a difference, you know, and you're getting something out of it. So you give, you take. That's life, right? Get a ticket to that. RushTix.com. Just type in Adam Ray and Friends or go to my Instagram. The link's there. I've posted all over Twitter and Facebook. But it's RushTix.com is where you get the tickets. February 5th, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Adam Ray and Friends. Go. Spread the word. It's for a good cause. This has been a weird start to the new year. Not because I don't enjoy transitions and starting anew, but you know, I've been real up and down with my health in this pandemic. Crushing it for pockets, not crushing it for pockets. Now I feel like I'm on a really good path. I haven't had a drink in 12 days. I haven't smoked. I smoked once. But I'm sleeping pretty good. I feel good. I want to be lifting more weights for sure, but I feel good. And I, you know, you have those moments you look in the mirror and you go, all right, you don't look like a piece of shit today. That's big. But you want to get to the point to where you're like fired up to look at yourself in the mirror, right? And you're proud of what you're looking at because you know that it takes discipline, man. It takes discipline to do anything great in life and to feel good about something you've, you know, discipline is just something that I think everyone is constantly, it's a make or break skill set, you know, because we all have things that we want to do and then we either talk ourselves out of them, whether it's work, relationship, health, and you know what's required of yourself. It's like when I wanted to start stand-up, I knew I needed to probably sacrifice a relationship and friendships and social life and go for it. And I knew that, and I probably put it off for 2 years because of that, and I wasn't ready. And then life just kind of showed me that it was time. And then the discipline that was required of this job, I knew and wasn't ready for, and then when the opportunity showed up, I just said, fuck it. I can accept not making it and failing, but I can't accept not going for it. Right. So that's a massaged version of the Michael Jordan quote. I can accept failure, but I can't accept not trying. In the same token, Scottie Pippen said, you ain't shit, bitch. You couldn't win without me. Pippin for life. They named a fucking musical after me. I'm out. He didn't say that, but it would have been dope if they closed the Last Dance documentary with Scottie Pippen being like, oh, you won 6 championships, try doing that shit without me. Scottie Pippen, they named a musical after my name. Scottie Pippen. What are the songs in Pippin? What if that's one of the songs? Scottie Pippen played second fiddle to Michael Jordan. Scottie Pippen, oh, lost a bunch of money in the late 90s. Scottie Pippen, oh, was married to a woman who now he's not. Scottie Pippen, oh, super muscular arms and legs. Run up and down the court each day looking for the dunkaroo. Dip your cookie in the chocolate fudge too. Scottie Pippen. If you guys can't tell, I've had an edible.
There's nobody there, but there's somebody there, and I see you. Hey guys, comedian Adam Ray here. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. I hope you're enjoying the episode, and I hope you're doing okay. It's a crazy, crazy time right now, and if you're a little uneasy, I get that, and I've also got the answer. Koi CBD. Say it with me. Koi CBD. Feels good. And it does feel good because I use all their products. I've been fucking with the fellas at Koi CBD since my circumcision. And I'll tell you this much, they're the best in the game, okay? Gummies, bath bombs, tinctures, joints, creams, oils. They got stuff for pets. Koi CBD has been giving the people what they need to feel better, to mellow out, to go to sleep right, to take away the aches and pains with the creams and oils. The bath bombs make bathing just the best thing ever. You get a little radiation high from the balms. I don't know what's in it, but fucking goodness and just all sorts of, it's amazing, okay? It feels like drugs, and it's not, because it's CBD. So, if you want to get these amazing products, and I know you do, because I got the Adam Ray stamp of approval, go to KoiCBD.com and put in the code ALN15 to get 15% off your first order. KoiCBD.com, the promo code ALN15, to get 15% off your first order. Do it today, and start living and feeling the right way. And now, back to the episode.
Yeah, you know what, though? This is fun. I didn't think I'd want to do a pod by myself here, but the swinging chair and the edible have really made things enjoyable. And Pickles is on the bed, and there's something calming about that. It was a weird start to 21, especially it's been. And I say that because, you know, with football being such a big deal, and it's a nice distraction, and there's a lot going on. The storming of the Capitol was very not cool. I mean, for lack of a better assessment, people feel outraged on both sides. There's good people on both. There was a guy dressed in a deer hat, but there was a guy dressed in a cat hat. It was the cat in the hat. And look, he's trying to clean a house. That's what the deer head guy was trying to do. He was storming the Capitol to vacuum the Senate. They never said that. He was trying to swift the hallways with a Swiffer. Okay? Mitch McConnell's glasses were foggy. The guy with the Camp Oswald shirt was trying to unfog his glasses. Okay? He likes the glasses. He took a lot off the Jews' faces, but he likes a nice clean pair of bifocals.
But that was insane. And the people, I mean, they find somebody that wasn't decked out in Trump paraphernalia or Camp Auschwitz Nazi memorabilia and trying to make a point, you know, which again, man, everyone deserves a chance to speak their voice and their opinions. That was a weird way of going about trying to elicit change or make a point. Because now a lot of those motherfuckers are on no-fly list. Ha-ha, karma, baby. But hey, you know, that was your choice. That was your choice. And I get it. Your guy lost. You know, that's how it felt 4 years ago. And what's crazy is that people that are like, Biden's going to fuck it all up. He's going to kill our grandmas and steal our bagel bites. It's like, why don't you give him a fucking chance, man? People gave Trump a chance. I remember watching Chappelle's monologue 4 years ago. He was like, I'm going to give these guys a chance. He's like, I'm Mr. President. I'm going to give you a chance. And I'm asking that you do that for us, too. We got a great show. You know, it was so fucking poignant. Dave is so imperatively articulate. Doesn't waste words. And he said that, and I jumped on board, man. I go, fuck, I don't want this to be a bad 4 years. I don't want it to be what I'm already deciding it's going to be. And Dave very brilliantly and perfectly said, I'm going to give you a chance, and I hope you do for us, which was just like, yeah, man, like we all want the best for everybody. Hopefully you want to believe that. So, you know, give Biden a chance. Let him try to turn things around for it. Let him try to get bigger stimulus checks and the vaccine out quicker. Clearly, it wasn't happening. Man, that inauguration is going to be crazy. A lot of armed forces, I think, are on scheduled to be there. Mike Lindell will probably be there. That fucking,
you got to get the pillow. The pillow's having trouble sleeping at night. There's a fucking, whoo, I'm dreaming. I got owls flapping and flipping through my through my window at night, and I'm counting sheep, I'm counting queefs, I'm bleeping, you know, sneaker bleeps, you know, and I'm woo-hoo, had SpaghettiOs for lunch, and I got chicken cheese burritos in underneath my. Hi, I'm Mike Lindell. Is your pillow talking to you? Are you tired of waking up with a cum stain on top of your sweatpants, but your dick was inside the pants? Hi, I'm Mike Lindell. Are you sleeping? Did you wake up on your Peloton half asleep because the mushrooms didn't kick in until halfway through the meditation? Hi, I'm Mike Lindell. Vodka sodas. I'll put cranberry juice in my Cocoa Pebbles. But you can sleep better on my pillow because your pillow sucks, you piece of shit. You're sleeping on fucking feet and diaphragms. I got 60,000 threads and a mustache that looks like I sell ice cream out of my garage. Selling ice cream out of my garage.
So Mike Lindell will be there, maybe, and Trump's going to not be there. That'll be interesting. I'll be back at Mar-a-Lago. Shucking on daiquiris and playing my hibachi bocce ball. I love my bocce ball. I love my Danny Bonaducci bocce ball. He bought me the bocce ball, Danny Bonaducci. Great guy. Great guy. Huge heart, red hair, fire crotch if I've ever seen one. But he's a good guy.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, where the fuck is she going to end up? Good God. You know what? I don't like that eye. It's just... You can't not smile and then have that eye. And that's not making fun of fucked up eyes. But it's just like, you know, if you're hitchhiking and your thumb's out and you're missing some teeth and your wardrobe isn't up to hitchhiking standards, aka it smells and there's a lot of holes and you're not wearing pants, you got to have something else going on to dilute that, to distract from the other obvious presentation fails. So, you know, if you're hitchhiking with all that going on, maybe have a bag of Kobe beef sliders, you know, maybe some chicken fingers with a jar of ranch. So Huckabee Sanders, if this is the face you've been dealt and you've got eyes that are looking for reasons to stay on par, you got to smile more because you're just distractingly daunting. That being said, I'm excited to see some leadership. That's what I'm excited for. I'm excited for leadership. Not to be led, you know, not to follow, but to have someone that gives a shit, genuinely, that's got grandkids that love them, doesn't have family members that write books about them. You know, this isn't like I'm some fucking super hardcore Democrat. When people give me shit online for posting anything political, it's like, I want the best for the country. I guess that's argued with.
Well, so do I, man. That's why Trump's got to be the guy. That's why Trump's got to be the guy. You vote for Joe Biden, he's going to turn every Wendy's into a diarrhea factory where they're going to make kids, you know, drink diarrhea. It's on the internet.
I got family members that are posting some kind of family members that are like step, that are posting on Facebook just insane conspiracy theories, and it takes every fiber of my being not to get into these debates and just post silly shit. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Hope you're enjoying this episode. Obviously, it's a very difficult time for everyone right now. We're all challenged in finding a day-to-day routine that makes our lives consistent and awesome. And if there's something that's interfering with your happiness right now or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. BetterHelp is a professional counseling service online, private, and it's so convenient. I've used it for a little bit now. It's truly the only way that I've found to help get my own issues dealt with on my own time, at my own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your licensed professional counselor right now. They're specialized in depression, anger, stress, anxiety, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief or relationships, sleeping, which I have a lot of trouble with, trauma, self-esteem. Anything that you share with them is confidential. And guess what? If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge. There's 3,000
U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states, available worldwide. And again, there's four ways to communicate with them: text, chat, phone, and video. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's available on any desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. Schedule a video or phone session, generally weekly, unless your therapist schedules more, unless you just are really not sleeping and need to get some additional chats in. There's broad expertise in the network, which may not be locally available in many areas. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. It's secure, it's convenient, it's professional, and above all, it's affordable, all right? It's truly the most affordable option I've found. So right now, all ALN listeners are going to get 10% off your first month with a discount code About Last Night. So why not get started today and start making some changes for the better in your life? You deserve it. So go to betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight. betterhelp.com/aboutlastnight and get 10% off your first month with promo code aboutlastnight. And now, back to the episode. I've been on Instagram a decent amount in the last few days, especially the last week. It's a pretty sad week. Jeff Scott, who has been the piano player at the Comedy Store for 25 years, passed away suddenly. He was 61. I think it was 2 weeks ago that he was celebrating his 25th year playing piano at the Comedy Store. He was in the original room, and he would play comics up and down, and he's got stories from Robin Williams to Richard Pryor to Jay Leno to Chappelle to Jim Carrey to seeing celebrities up the yin-yang in that room, doing late-night bits with me. That's where I started doing all the musical improvised crowd work, was with Jeff Scott. Tommy Morris, the booker at the Comedy Store at the time, was like, I know you guys both love musical theater. I was in Bye Bye Birdie. You've got a good thing. You both listen well. You should try to use the late night set. Use that stage for what it's for, to discover, to explore. And Tommy was right. And so Jeff and I started fucking around one night on stage, and we followed each other insanely well and just listened. And I sang a couple songs on the crowd. And then the next set, I improvised my whole set off the crowd songs. And then another set, the next night, I decided to try to sing some of my jokes and finding where the punchlines would land. And I posted a clip on my Instagram. It was really fun and not as easy as it might sound. Because I didn't know it's not like I just would talk the joke out over music. I would sing it. So, man, it was really cool and really fun and different. And I took Jeff to San Francisco to the Punchline, my favorite club up there, to do a weekend away from the store of these shows. And people loved him, and they were so excited, and he had such a look on his face. And I told this story at the Comedy Store Memorial over Zoom that we did with a ton of comics who were regulars, some big, some small. It was great, and to see everyone's faces and to bust balls and talk about Jeff and remember him. And I said, man, when he was on stage, he grabbed me on the second to last show, and he just gave me a hug, and he was getting real choked up, and I started getting really choked up on the Zoom. And it just hit me out of nowhere. And I said, I just remember that moment so well because Jeff was in his element, and he had seen friends he hadn't seen in a while in San Fran. And he said, a lot of people say they're going to do things for me and they don't. And you took me on the road and you did it, and you said you were. And I'm just so happy. And it was so beautiful, man. And he was on stage that night. And I looked over one point, and he had his eyes closed, and he was just playing. And he was so happy. And it was, I have that image stained in my mind because it made me so happy. And it was so fun, and he was just such a great guy, so much love and support, and he just loved what he did, and he loved the Comedy Store, It was the only non-comic to have his name on the wall, which is a huge deal, and he, you know, has Mitzi stories for days, and I'm going to miss him, and it's just a huge loss. It's going to be so weird to go back to the Comedy Store, and not just for the comedians who have left town and post-pandemic, but he was a staple, and he's played me up and down on and off stage, because he basically I would open the show a lot in the original room, and he introduces you and plays, and you go on stage, and then, or at the end of the night. But he's there when you walk on stage, and when you say goodnight at the end of your set, and you bring up the next person, he's there to transition in between the next comic. And a handful of comics would do bits. Chappelle and Jeff Ross would go up there sometimes, or Chappelle and John Mayer, and Jeff would just kind of play underneath them. And it's just great, dude. He loved it. And he just loved it. And to look over there and not see him now, or to be there and not have him, is going to be very different. And I'm not excited about it. But he lived a great life. He drank, he smoked, he stayed up late. He was creative as shit. He built his Halloween costumes every year. He was a Pee Wee Herman impressionist. You know, he came out to L.A. because he was diagnosed with HIV, and he said, I want to get as much performing in before I die. So he came to L.A., and he lived with it for 30 years. All his friends, most of them, I think, he said passed away during the AIDS epidemic, and he made it out alive and lived a full life, man. But he was not ready by any means. And that, I can't, when, I mean, look, death sucks. My grandparents weren't ready, and you know, they were in their late 70s and early 80s. But tragic death is so tough. It's so tough, man. You know, my stepmom, I'm passing away from stage 4 cancer last March. Awful, you know, see my dad be that heartbroken, and it's really tough, you know. Puts a lot of things in perspective. I try to apply as much perspective to my day to day as I can, because I don't know. I feel like I've lost a lot. I've won. You know, I've done my fair share of winning, and it's just great. I can't stop winning. Mike Pence is flying the head. I called that. You owe me $50, Huckabee. Hey, look over here. Hey, look at me. Oh, you were okay. You got to cherish the days, right? That's what they say after someone dies, but it's true, because you just don't know. I find myself really trying to minimize my stress or anxiety these days. Even with these auditions, I wanted some of them so bad, and got close on a few and didn't get them, but you just, you know, control what you can control. Always say that. But that being said, I also understand the frustration over anything in life that you get stressed about. It's easier said than done to be like, just take a chill pill, man, and focus on what's good. That's tough. It's tough if you're wealthy. It's tough if you're poor. It's tougher if you're poor, for sure. But I don't know. The grind never stops. That's what life is. So why fucking stress yourself out? You're never just gonna sit back and fucking sip daiquiris on the beach. I feel like also if you slow down like that, I feel like you'll go earlier. If you're not continually learning and being active and contributing to the world, I just feel like the world's got a way of being like, fucking, we don't need you. You're not trying anymore. Why aren't you trying? Playing with house money, baby. I truly hope you guys are happy and healthy wherever you're at. And thanks for listening. This was fun. I had a good time. Please let me know. DM me on Instagram. Tweet at me at Adam Ray Comedy on both of those. If you enjoyed this, because I did, I think it was fun. Got some really cool announcements coming up with the new network that I'm joining. And Melissa McCarthy will be on the podcast. She already was. In 2 weeks, putting that episode up. But doing a big announcement to coincide with her episode. So stay tuned for that. And please go get my album, I'll Take It From Here, the All Crowdwork album, available everywhere where you get your audio. Very pumped and proud of that. And Young Rock, the show that I did in Australia, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's life story for NBC, we got an air date, February 16th. So set your DVRs and your TiVos and your Fitbits and your fucking suck fucks and go watch it, February 16th, NBC. It's going to be great. And hopefully my character gets announced soon, which will be cool because it's a cool part. And it's just it's a cool opportunity, you know. That's all this is. I did it. I come back on to the next thing and hope things keep moving, and that maybe something works out into something else that turns into something cooler that allows me to be on the tube weekly, right? That's the dream. That's what I want, my own show. Working towards it. But I do have stand-up dates coming up, so look out for those. Check adamraycomedy.com for all that. What else? Doug Unplugs, the cartoon I did for Apple TV, is out right now. Go check that out. I play, what is my fuck? Safety Bot. That's my character. Safety Bot. Safety first. That's my character. That's the voice.
I'm like, whoa, whoa, this is, hey, guys, don't slip on the carpet. It's not safe. And don't slip on the carpet when there's rocks on the carpet.
Yeah, I get paid to do that. What a weird job. Anyway, you guys have been great. Thanks for following in 2020. I got a lot of really nice messages from you guys, and the best ofs were a lot of fun to put together. 2021 is going to be even more exciting, so stay tuned. Got a Sean Kemp special episode coming up very soon. Did that at his weed store in Seattle last week, and it was fucking bucket list shit. Talking to a childhood hero for over 2 hours. Can't wait to put that up. Again, February 5th, 7 p.m., RushTix.com, Adam Ray and Friends, Dana Carvey, Joel McHale, Adam Devine, Ron Funches, Thomas Lennon, Joy McIntyre, Eliza Schlesinger. It's going to be a blast, all for Northwest Harvest. That's where all the money's going. So get a ticket, come laugh for a good cause. And, of course, all my merch is available at ShopAdamRay.com. You got beanies, you got hats, you got sweats, you got shirts, you got hoodies. ShopAdamRay.com for all the goodies. Go get them, love them, share them. And tell people about the podcast. Tell your friends, your fam. Post the links, and more cool shit coming up. All right. That was fun. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wash your butt. Be good to each other. And sing to yourself. Huh? Sing goofy songs to yourself. Make up songs. It's a quick way to get a goof and a smile. Make somebody's day. Even if you're in road rage, which, fuck, I don't have a lot of road rage, but I like to honk at people if they fucking cut me off or don't do a blinker in front of me on the freeway when they quickly slice in front of me and it's dark out and I'm driving through Blythe, Arizona. You fucking asshole. I'm over it, trust me. But, you know, it softens the blow if you're like, ooh, that guy almost hit me. I almost rolled into the ditch. I almost rolled into the ditch. That would have been the last thing I saw. The last thing I saw, and the last thing that they would have found on my phone would be the thing that I Googled last. And that was, what year did Batman Forever come out? And who was the Batman in it? Was it Clooney or Kilmer? Kilmer or Clooney? All we know is that Seal did the soundtrack. Good night, everybody.